Blog Talk Radio.
We
him the glory. And I'm telling you, we just magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. If anybody know and you truly believe that it's your season, I want you to go ahead and send a tweet, my God Almighty. Go ahead and send a text right now and say, you know what? It is my season. Are you coming into your season? Are you in your season? Amen. I just need someone to just go ahead and testify that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is my season. Amen. We just give God the glory. We bless his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I just want to magnify him and give him the glory. And many of you, you just need to thank God that at the end of the day, no matter what it is, it's still my season. That's why at the end of the day, my God, you're still walking blessed. Everything is still all right. Everything is still being taken care of. God is still providing your every need, no matter what it may be or what comes your way or what it might seem like that is going wrong. But at the end of the day, when it's your season, amen, somebody need to say, when it's my season, amen, things is going to work out for his good. I wish somebody could testify that the scripture says what the enemy meant for bad, God will turn it around for your good. I feel a help this morning. I feel like somebody is going to be, my God Almighty, supernaturally blessed and delivered. If that's you, my God Almighty, you need to claim it this morning. If that's you, no matter where you at in the world, amen, you just need to claim it. You need to receive it. You need to just go ahead and thank God for it, amen. We just bless his holy name, and I just want to magnify him. But some of you need to go ahead and tell that to yourself. I challenge you for the rest of this year. You need to say, it's my season to be blessed. It's my season to walk in my healing. It's my season to walk in my deliverance. It's my season to reap into the things, walk into the things that God has chosen for me. I wish I could get some help this morning. I think everyone is still asleep over here in the United States of America, Eastern Standard Time. But that's all right, because when the blessings of the Lord, my God Almighty, face you down, you can't do nothing but get up, wake up, because it says it's going to shake you, then you're going to begin to run over. Y'all about to holler at your boy this morning. We just give God the glory, and we just magnify his holy name. I just want to lift him up and just thank him and tell you all that you can keep on keeping on, and you can keep on moving on. Amen. So we just want to thank him. Listen, on this Sunday, amen, family, amen, this coming Sunday, y'all come and just celebrate with us. Amen. If you, my God, wherever you are, let's come and celebrate with our family. Amen. With our family, my God Almighty, over there at Antioch Baptist Church. We're going to celebrate them as they enter into their facility. Amen. My God, I don't know what's going to go down, but I'm going to cut up, my God, with my colleagues, and we're just going to have a joyful time. Amen. And also, I just want to remind you, amen, that week of Thanksgiving, that week after Thanksgiving, my God, after Thanksgiving, that Sunday, we're going to be virtual blog talk, even on social media. Please tune in with your family. I want to call that the family edition, amen, that we just want to give God the praise, and we just want to thank God. I just thank God that, my God, he done blessed me so much and put some favor on our lives, me and my wife's life, amen, to where our family really looks up to us and really respect us. So that is a blessing all by itself, amen. I just want to thank God, amen. Listen, I want to just take a moment, amen, and acknowledge our very own Mother Jackson, one of our mothers, amen, done transition on to spend time with the Lord. Amen. She already done gathered her wings. She kept the faith all the way to the end. If you talk to her, she just say, thank you, Jesus. My God, she give God the glory. At the end of the day, saints of God, I want all of us to understand that at the end of the day, we all going to transition at some point.
on. But the blessed thing that you and I can have in our life, that we have the Spirit of the living God within us. Y'all hear me? It doesn't matter what it looks like here on earth. You keep your faith with God. It doesn't matter what it seems like. Don't you lose your belief, and don't you lose your stance with the living God. It doesn't matter what people try to come in their commentary and say that, my, he's not real, this is not right, why y'all do it this way, do it that way. I don't know, amen. All I know, I believe what's worked for me. And all of us, when we transition, we'll know if it was right or wrong. But at least I got something to stand on, or I could transition with, amen. So you all keep on standing and you keep on believing, because God is worthy to be praised. I just want to bless him, amen. And Pastor want to bless each and every one of you. Amen. I want you to go ahead and send a text out, my God Almighty. Send a text out through the family chat. Somebody just say, get up, get on up. Amen. That's what you need to tell them. Say, get up and get on up. Amen. Can I say that again? Get up and get on up. Somebody need to go ahead and test that. Some of you need to go ahead and say that in your own life, and you need to just go ahead and say, get on up, get on up. Amen. Because at the end of the day, we all need to go ahead and get on up. Amen. Because we want to bless the Lord. Get on up into what, Pastor? Get on up into another level of prayer. Get on up into another realm of worship. Get on up into another mentality, another way of thinking, for you could go walk into your blessings, another mindset. Get on up. Just go ahead and get on up. Y'all hear me this morning? Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord, and we just want to thank him, because he always, my God, he always bless our holy name. And we just magnify. Father, we thank you. As we come in this morning, we just humbly, my God Almighty, give you the praise, and we magnify your holy name. We just thank you, because at the end of the day, our prayer this morning is already a prophecy that is going out before us. So we thank you, God, that healing is ours. We thank you that deliverance is ours. We thank you that everything that the enemy plot and plan on today, even the week to come, that is already turned around and worked out for our good. God, we thank you that everything is in place. We thank you that things that you have for us, it is for us, God. So we thank you, amen, that it is so. We thank you that you are not going to allow us to be overtaken, or you're not going to allow us to be ambushed by the enemy, amen, that we don't see and we don't know of. God, we thank you that our steps, even on today, is ordered by who? By you. And it's, my God, and those that is listening from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, we thank you that they steps throughout that day, it's already ordered. You already have a plan for them that you're going to get ready for they can walk into on day tomorrow. Father, I thank you for allowing the Holy Ghost to hold us accountable, for we don't mess up our tomorrow. We don't speak no seeds that we have to reap that we don't really want in our lives. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Thank you for giving us knowledge, for we can begin to deal with ourselves and recalibrate our minds and recalibrate our perception and recalibrate the things that we see and the things that we take in. Thank you, God, that before this year out, our mind is already being renewed. Thank you, God, before this year out, not only our mind is being renewed, but our mind is being renewed, then we're going to elevate into another place. We're going to elevate into a new realm. We're going to elevate into a new area. So, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have the pleasure to Pastor Mother Jackson as she done transition home with you. God, we thank you for the angels that you have set beside us. And the Holy Ghost, we pray that we don't take no one around us for granted. planet. We thank you for the life of our brothers and sisters and our mothers and our fathers and cousins and aunties, nieces and nephews. God, we just want to say thank you this morning. And somebody need to just go ahead and give God a thank you and give him a shout, because he is worthy to be praised. I wish somebody just say thank you. Go ahead and send a text and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Go ahead and say thank you, because it is very important. I bless the Lord, and I bless him very highly. Hallelujah. I want to challenge each and every one of you that at the end of the day, it's pretty much your time for elevation. And I want to challenge you all, my God, for the rest of this year, you go ahead and take your break with your family. Some of you going on vacation, but when we get off, I want to challenge each and every one of you. I want to challenge your prayer life. I want to challenge your relationship with God. I want to challenge everything about you, because by this point in your life, many of you should be putting things in this proper order, order within your life. Amen. You cannot put things in a proper order pertaining to somebody else's life. You got to know the direction that you are going within life. Not everybody is going the same direction with you. You have to understand your life and your life only and your life walk with the Lord personally, and you begin to put some things in its proper place. I'm telling you, before a great awakening or a great earthquake or a great prayer life or a great resurrection, that I believe in these next 4 months, for the month of December, that it's going to happen in each and every one of you, the first step that has to be taken place is things that got to be made in perspective, or the truth of who you are, or the things have to be put in order into your life. The question is, if God's going to take us into another dimension or take you into another level of prayer, why would he want to do that for you? Why he want to take you into another level of prayer? Why he want to take you into another realm of worship? Just for satisfaction of your own mentality, satisfaction of your own self. I'm telling you, effective person, these are the individuals that they begin to put perspectives and begin to organize things in their life, because at the end of the day, everybody around them, they understand that has a choice. You have a choice how you want to live your life. You have a choice where you want to go at in life. You have a choice whatever you want to accomplish in life. You even have a choice if you want to be blessed or not. Amen. Even scripture declares, choose this day, somebody help me here, whom that you going to serve. So you have a choice on what day you could choose who you want to serve. I just believe that you would choose the Spirit of the Living God. I want to help someone to begin to organize different things, because you're going to see your best years to come. I want to help somebody just to take a few minutes and look back on your past. If you could look back from, my God, the beginning of this year and look where you at right now. Some of you, you done been hit with COVID. Some of you, you couldn't walk properly. Some of you couldn't walk at all. But at the end of the day, I want to let you know you're finishing strong, because now some of you, you got more pep in your step than you had, my God, at the beginning of the year. Some of you, you got more flow coming in your life than you had at the beginning of the year. I need to talk to somebody this morning. I know y'all not used to. Y'all got little, my God, little sleepy, that pastor coming on in the morning. My God Almighty, but I want to awaken you and remind you that some of you, my God Almighty, even though things are not right, but things are better than it once was. Some of you, you could take a step back and you could say, you know what, pastor, I done been blessed, I done been elevated, I done been promoted, I really didn't realize, but when I take a step back in my life and see everything that God done did, well, God done brought me over, he done brought me out, he done, my God, when I thought I'm finna get ready to get taken out, and I didn't see no way out. Many of you, you could look back right now, my God, over your life, and you could testify, my God, That's me, Pastor. That's me. That's me. My God, I was in some situation. I didn't know how this going to work out. I was in some situation. I didn't know how this going to pan out. I was in some situation that if God have not stepped in, there's no way we'll be able to figure this out. I want to take a minute and let somebody know how blessed that you are. You got to understand the same God that keep you then is the same God that kept you now. Pastor, what are you talking about? You know many of you don't fell off in your prayer life during COVID, during a recession. You know many of you don't stop, my God, seeking the way you used to. Many of you don't stop worshiping the way you used to, and you're now trying to get back in the rhythm. Some of you just got back into the rhythm. But at the end of the day, I said that to say this. If God kept you when you slept the slack off, don't you think he's going to even keep you even more when you tighten up? If God kept you when you were just a little weary at times, don't you think the same God that feed the birds that don't even sow a seed or don't even give anything, don't you think that that same God is going to take care of you? Somebody need to tweet this brother right here and say, brother, tighten up. Just tighten up. Tighten up. It's time for you to tighten up. Other words, let me help somebody because I feel a shout coming on in my spirit. If you don't realize how blessed you are by now, if you don't realize that at the end of the day, if it have not been for the Lord on your side that kept you through all the sickness, kept you, my God, when you was in the hospital bed, when you got out of the hospital, when you was in therapy, got out of therapy, it's the same God that is keeping you now. I want to tell somebody, you are blessed more than you think you are. I wish I could get some help this morning. I want to get some help. Now it's time for us to put things in perspective. It's time for us to drive a little bit more, go a little higher, go a little go a little deeper, my God, into the things of God. But the first thing that going to be able to happen and we'll be able to grant access into them areas is putting our life in order. We have to put our life in order. Where are we going at in life? Where are we at in life? Because I want to know, what are you going to pray for? I understand when you don't know how to pray or what to pray for, the Holy Ghost will make utterance into that. I don't have time, my God, this morning to run that deep, to really unveil that scripture before you. But God wants you to begin to put some things ahead of you in your life so you can begin to elevate into the things of him. God is wanting to use you. But I'm telling you, saints of God, now is the time. Go on your break. Yes, have your good time with your family, yes. But when you come back, you got to come back and say, this get in place, that get in place, that get in place. And it's time for you to do what? Go to work. Because at the end of the day, if God don't kept me when I was slacking off, when God kept me, if God kept me when I had a little unbelief going on in my life, if God don't kept me when I got a little frustrated because I didn't know if he going to show up, if God don't kept me, I just need to talk to some real saints this morning that don't went through some real situation. They didn't go through all that situation speaking in tongues. They didn't go through that situation all of a sudden they want to lay out on their face. No, they went through the situation. They didn't have a clue if God going to show up. They went through their situation. They didn't have a clue if God going to take away their burden. They went through some situation. They didn't have a clue that this the day that I probably close my eyes and I will not wake up in the middle of the night or I will not wake up in the next day. I want to talk to some real folks this morning that went through some situations and they went through their situation a real way. I want to help you, my God Almighty. And God said, I want to deal with you to put your perspectives in place because now it's time for you to just come on up. I just need somebody this morning to just say, come on up, come on up, come on up, because it's a blessing. Hallelujah. First thing that we want to have to do, first thing we're going to have to do, now we need to shake off being comfortable. We need to shake off being comfortable. After we begin to put our perspectives in place, we begin to put different things in place. This is a season. I'm to help y'all to make sense, my God, in a second, because the world, my God, is moving in this flow as well. This is just the season. Now, after we put things in its proper place, now we need to come out of being comfortable, and we need to accept the fact that it's going to be some uncomfortable nights. It's going to be some uncomfortable days. It's going to be some uncomfortable times until I get to the point of my destination or the point where God has for me. Well, let me just break this down real slow, because at the end of the year, many people begin to put some things in perspective. What kind of perspective? Well, they call it New Year's resolution. I want to help somebody this morning. They call it New Year's resolution. Amen. And they begin to be excited about. You begin to have visions where you want your life. Most of all, some people begin to have vision that on this New Year's, my resolution is I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to lose 40 pounds. And they get excited about it. They get excited about it, what they want to lose. So now they begin to put things in their perspective. I already shared it with you. Now you need to put your life in its proper perspective. Then they begin to develop a plan. How are they going to achieve this here? Well, they develop a plan pertaining to, well, I'm going to go to this gym. I'm going to sign up to this here. I'm going to begin to eat right. I'm not dealing with bread no more. I'm not dealing with greasy food no more. I'm not dealing with none of this stuff here no more. So they begin to put these plans together. See, the one thing that I know that, my God Almighty, sometimes folks can say, you know what, Pastor, you can just smile a little bit on certain things. Well, baby, I smile once I get to the finish line. Right about now, I got to stay focused because I know I'm not fit. I'm going to enjoy myself, my God, as we traveling and as we getting to the finish line. Because at the end of the day, how many of you been excited about new endeavors in your life? How many of you was excited about new things? You're excited about new plans. You was excited about, but it seems like things did not work out, because what happened is your excitement overshadowed the reality that you're going to face. And I truly believe if people realize that the reality that you finna get ready to face, my God, you'll just settle down and get ready to embrace yourself, and your mind already, my God Almighty, is ready to embrace uncomfortable or go through uncomfortable situations. My God, we got to finish strong. We got to finish strong. We have to prepare. Not for, many people say, you know, prepare for the start. Well, the start of the race is the easy part. Y'all know. My God, come on now. Y'all help Pastor here. The start of the race is easy part. When you develop new relationship or you meet people for the first time, that start of it is the easy part. My God, everybody put on the best. How you doing? Everybody put on their smile. God bless you. Everybody got they say, yeah, girl, I'm saved. I'm this. But that's the start of the race. But as time goes on and you done got into the race a little bit, you started seeing a little bit. You started seeing a little bit more. They started see a little bit more with you, because you didn't prepare for the fatigue that is going to come during a race. You didn't prepare for the thirstiness that you're going to come in the race. And you didn't realize that you couldn't get out to get a drink of water. You didn't prepare, my God, being fatigued, that sometimes you get tired. Sometimes you get weary. Sometimes, and you didn't prepare, then we jump out. I want to help you. These are the perspectives that I'm talking about. Put them in place. You got to put them in place. We got to get ready to prepare for the fatigue. Y'all about to hear me. We understand that it's going to be some time that I'm tired of running. I'm tired of walking. It's going to be some time. But at the end of the day, through the preparation, through mentally preparation, I'm going to push on. What the songwriters say, I'm going to keep on pushing and to see what the end is going to be. I challenge you all, begin to realize as you begin to put things in its proper place. And say at the end of the day, regardless how fatigued I get, I'm going to keep what? Pushing on. So now watch this. So now we got the New Year's resolution. We got a plan how we're going to do it. Sometimes the agility or the excitement, it could carry us until the excitement is over. Oh, y'all help me here. y'all help me, sometimes the excitement could carry you until the excitement, and so because once the excitement, y'all know how we say in relationship, when the thrill is gone, where's the relationship after that? When the whining and dining is over, where we stand after the whining and dining? Where we stand after the thrill is gone? Where we stand? Y'all help me here. Where we stand once the thrill is gone? So we got to understand, my God, it's going to be days. We got to prepare for that. It's going to be days. This is the thing that Pastor's going to get y'all geared up for the rest of this year. This is the prayer we're going to be diving into. Amen. We already moved princes of palace. We already moved witches. We already moved, my God, demonic demons out of our life. We ain't fighting with no demonic demon. Some of us just fighting with ourselves because we didn't understand that we're going to be in this trial this long. And our bodies and mind got fatigued. We don't got tired. We're ready to throw in the towel, ready to give up. So now we begin to develop prayers. We begin to develop, my God Almighty, spiritual practice for us to overcome what we're going through. And God say, no, it ain't what you need to overcome. It's what you need to continue to go through. Y'all ain't hear me this morning. Hallelujah. So now we need to prepare. We need to prepare for the excitement when the excitement is over. We need to prepare for the fatigueness. When I don't been trying, when I've been praying for a long time, when I've been interceding for this situation, interceding for this thing to come past, and my mind is fatigued, my body is fatigued, things that begin to happen, shifts that begin to happen, that it ain't working for my favor, staying in the pocket. Watch this. So the fatigue. So now we got to develop what? Strategies. Strategies when the fatigueness comes. Strategies. Because at the end of the day, God told you to finish the race. You might got a good jog right now, but your legs got fatigued. Well, baby, slow down and go ahead and put that walk in. Because it's not given to the swift, but he that endured to the what? To the end. I wish I had somebody this morning. Y'all quiet on this line this morning. Amen. He that endured to what? To the end. Somebody say strategies, strategies, strategies. So we got to understand. We got to have some strategies. This is things that Pastor wants y'all to realize. Get your place in goal. Put your perspective there. My God, some of you, you're trying to get strength in your body. You want healing. Amen. This is how you get it. Amen. My God Almighty, you get a plan together. My God, you realize what you want. I want healing. Okay, you want healing. Where you need healing at, this is where I need healing at. Now you get a plan together. What is my plan? What the doctor resident have? And now I'm going to start eating right on this area. Now I'm going to start getting me some vitamins and start doing different things right. I'm going to start exercising right. Once you got your plan in place, now you need to understand that it's going to become days that you ain't going to want to do it. How are you going to plan for these days that when you don't feel like doing? How are you going to plan for these days when the tempter come, a temptation come, and you want to fall into your, my God, your good cravings, or you want to fall into the different things that you enjoy, and you begin to have a hunger because the flesh begin to fight against you. The flesh want what is wrong. It want it win right now. How are you going to be able to sustain these things and don't have a relapse moment in your life where you can continue to achieve what you need to achieve? How? I'm telling y'all, watch this. See, we ain't even hit prayer yet because the prayer is going to help you to elevate and it's going to help keep you once the plan is in place. We got to keep the plan in place for the prayer to be, my God, for fishing. Amen. So now we got this strategy. We got the plan. Now you're dealing with reality. You're dealing with reality that it's going to be hard at times. You're dealing with reality. Sometimes it's going to be sleepless nights. You're dealing with reality. And this is the thing that sometimes we get on this walk. We forget about reality, and we'll deal with what we want. See, sometimes the picture in our mind oversees the reality that what we got to go through. My God Almighty, keep the picture, but understand that I have reality or things that I'm going to have to go through to achieve these things. So now fatigue comes, tiredness comes. But now it don't look like I'm going to make it. Even though I'm starting to see progress, but I'm tired now. I'm tired now. So now things coming at you. Guess what happened? This is where prayer keep you. Prayer keep you because you got a plan. You got a structure. You got something that is in, you praying, watch this. Now your prayer is in the will of God for your life. And now your prayers is in the will of God for your life. Now God can keep you. Somebody say, I'm going to finish strong. Man, I wish I had somebody. My God, first lady, I'm going to get off this line. My God Almighty. Somebody need to say, finish strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now your prayer becomes something that's going to help dehydrate you. Now your prayer life becomes something help you when your body is fatigued, your mind is fatigued, you don't got this plan, when you are fatigued. Now prayer is something that is going to help you not be fatigued no more. Prayer is something now is going to help carry you. Prayer is something now that the plan of God, the will of God that it has for you. Prayer is something now. It's going to make your voice loud in the spirit realm. It's going to make you, my God, cast out a sound in the spirit realm. Prayer, my God, can I help you now? See, many of you trying to, my God, it's not about in a loud pitch of your voice. It's not in about how you could scream and how you could holler. It's about how much order you have in your life. Can I say that again? How much order you have in your life and how much of your life is the will of the Lord. Y'all hear me? In the Bible pertaining to Jesus, when he prayed, he didn't have loud voices or capital letters through his prayer. He prayed. He cried out. Watch this. Because he prayed because his perspective, watch this, of the plan that he knew he had to do. That's number one. He had his plan in place. He had a perspective in place. Watch this. And he knew that it's going to be some hard times. So that's why he, my God, that's why he laid out and he asked the Father. He said, Father, take this cup away from me. That was hard times. But then he said, for not my will, but let your will be done. That was prayer to give him some hydration. Because why? He prayed in the will of God for his life. When you begin to structure things and you begin to intercede in the will of God for your life, I get it. It's going to be times where your prayer is going to go to bless everybody in the hospital room. Yes, it is. It's going to be time for different things that is going to happen. But God want to hear from you. God want to hear from you. Now it's time. Now when the scripture says when you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Ghost will make utterance for you. See, because why? The Holy Ghost is able to make utterance for you because you got something in you. Can I help you? You got something in you. Think about this. Why would the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost could put words in everybody's mouth and speak for everybody, don't you think everybody going to be fine by now? Everything will be good by now? Because not all of us know what to go and say to God. So the Holy Ghost should be making utterance for us, and everything is going to be fine. Maybe the Holy Ghost is making utterance for us because when the Holy Ghost begins to pray, it begins to pray for you to put perspectives in their proper place so you can begin to see the hand of God move for your life. Hallelujah. Is anybody there today? Is anybody there this morning? My God, is anybody there? What time it is? That pastor got to go. Hallelujah. So now we got to put these things in place. So watch this. This is why it's very important. Have fun with family. Have fun with family. But after you have fun, where are you going at in life? What do you want to achieve? Don't make this your New Year's resolution. Make this is your life. This don't have to be a resolution. This don't need to be a resolution. This need to be your way of life. This need to be your way of walk. If you're gonna walk blessed, baby, you don't need a New Year's resolution to say, well, I'm going to be blessed this New Year's and 2023. No, I live in the blessings. No, that is not a New Year's resolution. That is something that is old to me, and I'm going to begin to live in it, and I'm going to figure out how to live in it. I'm not coming out of it. I'm going to figure out to put a plan in place when I want to throw in a towel, because the truth is, it's been times I did throw in a towel. I wanted to throw in a towel. Now I need to put a plan in place for I don't throw in a towel no more. Y'all can't hear me tell. Is anybody there this morning? I wish I had some help this morning. So now we put these plans in place. Now we begin to come back to the table. See, I want you all to go to another realm when y'all start going in the month of December in these intercessions with Pastor, in these times of prayer, in these times of 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., 1 a.m., my God Almighty, intercession with prayer and prayer, because we're going into work. But I don't want you to work in vain. I want your work, my God, to be substantial for your life. My God, this is not a prayer that we're going to go in the month of December that you're going to pray for mom and them and everything. By now, you don't pray for mom and them all this year. My God, my God, say, I need to deal with you, and I want to take you up higher. What do you so keep continuing to pray for everybody else? And God said, you can't even get a promotion for your own self, but yet you want to take care of everybody else. It comes to a season to where you got to take care of yourself for you can continue to come up higher, for you can be able to give living bread and living water to others around you. But if you don't come up, what good is it? So now we got to come into another place of prayer. Another area of prayer. Well, true intercession comes from an area within yourself. Y'all hear me? True intercession comes from an area within yourself. And God is trying to bring true intercession within inside of you. But you got to understand that it ain't going to be easy. That's the times you prepare for. You prepare for that mentally right now. You have to understand that it's going to come time to, my God Almighty, it will throw in the towel. But that's what you got to prepare for. See, one thing about it, you stay in the race. How you stay in the race, what does that look like in this time of world, Pastor? Well, what it looks like, baby, you still getting up going to work when you don't feel like going to work. What that looks like, Pastor, baby, you still holding on when the tempter come and your flesh and your mind done got weak and you could have went back to the club, you could have went back smoking, you could have went back drinking, you could have did everything, but you say, no, I'm going to stay in a pocket and I believe God, I trust God. That's staying in the race. Staying in the race. Some of you, it's time for you to get your mindset geared. You done passed that level. 2022, you don't accomplish what you don't accomplish. Now you need some more things. You need bigger things. It's time for another move. It's time for a bigger move. Amen. Some of you, you can let, yeah, I thank God that you're making decent money right now. Now it's time for, now God, my finances need to elevate. Bless my company, for my company can make more money. And the favor could fall on me, and they could take me with them. See, this is how you do this thing. Y'all hear me? Hallelujah. But you can walk into your blessing, and now when you begin to intercede, because you got order in your life and where you're going, and you're facing reality and not so much calling into the excitement, amen, to the reality, and you understand what's going to come your way, and mentally you are prepared. Mentally, my God, when you shout, my God Almighty, during this time and during this year, when you shout it, you shout it because you already know that the enemy going to come and try to count you out. But your shout is already prophesied that it's not going to work because mentally I'm preparing myself. When the times come, I'm already established that it's not going to work. That's why I'm shouting. That's why I'm praising God. That's why I'm giving God the glory. Because now, oh my God, I'm finna go, y'all. Now I'm not going to miss anything. I'm not going to miss no season. I'm not going to miss the plan of God that he has for my life. That's why I shout. I need somebody this morning right here on this line and say, you know what, Pastor? This is why I shout. I understand now. It's not about being excited. It's about, my God Almighty, that I am an overcomer. It's not about being excited because money and prosperity, God already promised that to me. I'm excited about when the enemy come in like a thief and the Spirit of the Lord lift up the heads of protection around about. I'm excited when I was ready to give up. The Holy Ghost did not let me give up. I threw in the towel and the Holy Ghost threw the towel right back at me. I'm excited that God says, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. Listen. Let me get all this out of the way. Out of here, because I want y'all to get this. You're going, we're going into Thanksgiving. That's what it is, being thankful. This ain't a time to look at your problems and start downplaying your life. Start downplaying who don't like you. This is the start right here. This is the start to get ready to get longevity into your finish. Hallelujah. This is the time to now you reflect. God, I thank you. I thank you I'm able to do this. God, I thank you for being in my life. God, I thank you for my family. I can care less. They don't like me. They're talking about me behind my back. They're trifling. I can care less, God. But God, I thank you. Teach me how to be a light in front of trifling people. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of here. The Lord spoke to me the other day. It was some couple of months ago. He says, you got to be a light in your family before I could take you to be a light in front of others. He said, this is the area to where many people doesn't pass. Test that people doesn't pass. I said, God made this clear before me. Made this clear. He said, in a company, in an industry, even when you govern over people, you are governed over family. He said, that's family. He says, because regardless if that's a male or a female, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's son. That's somebody's nephew. That's somebody's uncle. That's somebody's cousin. That's somebody's niece. And he said, what that all make? I said, that makes family. He said, when you go into, when you appear before people, you are appearing before what? Families. When you are over people, you are over what? Families. He said, why would I want to elevate you or elevate anyone into the area where they're talking and financial and on their job and they can't even deal with their own family? Why would I want to take care of you and with pertaining to other opportunities that men and women that have the ability to open up for you, and that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's niece, that's somebody, that's family. But yet you can't deal with your family regardless if they lied on you, regardless if they trifling, and regardless if they backstabbing. Don't you think that, do you think everything in the industry goes as perfect? People lie on you in workplace. People backstab you in workplace. That's family lying on you. That's somebody's son or daughter stabbing you in your back. That's somebody trying to manipulate things. And if you can't handle that, why would I try to promote you into other arenas or enlarge your territory? And if you can't handle the family, my God, stabbing you in your black that we call flesh and blood. I know that's deep. I know that's deep. And I know that's not for everybody. But I hope everybody get to that place and really see that this world is consists of families. And regardless of what they say and what they do, be a light in your family. Be the one to say, you know what? Because at the end of the day, it's not about them. It's not about them. It's about what God is doing in my life. Hallelujah. Listen, Pastor, I'm going to go, and we're going to get out of here. I thank God for you all, and we just thank God for what he is doing. And we thank God that, you know what? He is God. Please, ADM family and the individuals that want to join in with us, use this couple of weeks, begin to put perspective, put things in a proper place. Let's develop realistic strategies, realistic goals. Let's begin to see that it's going to be times to where in this goal, in this strategy, my body is going to have a little pain every now and then. But it's not pain that is in vain. It's in pain that make myself better. We have to begin to understand it. Let's begin to receive it. Hallelujah. Let's begin to walk in love. Let's begin to embrace spirit of offense. Let's go and brush that off. Get a strategy that you know if they come at you sideways, I'm going to be offended. Put a strategy in place that when that happens, this is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody help me here. Put a strategy in place because you already know you. And because you know you and you already know what's going to come of you if something happens. Don't go into fairy tale land. Don't do that. I had somebody I was giving a little counseling to the other day and was talking about their anger and their temper, amen. And they say, you know what, Pastor? They say, I ain't going to do that no more. I'm good. I'm going to deal with that right now, and I'm stop it. I say, that's not realistic. I told him, because the realistic part is you are going to get upset. You are going to get mad. It's going to be things that are going to tick you off, and it's going to be people that are going to hit your triggers. But don't allow that to overtake you. Get a strategy in place where you can control it. Y'all hear me? Even Scripture declares that the Spirit of the Lord says in the book of Proverbs, have anger, but sin not. For you can begin to achieve what God wants you to achieve, for you can go into your blessing. Listen, Pastor, out of here. I got to get out of here. God bless you all for tuning in. And we just thank you all. Get ready mentally. Get ready for that month of December. We're going to get back geared up. We're going to get back going. We're going to get back into intercession. We're going to get back into 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 12 a.m. as we prepare. Listen, because we got our end-of-the-year conference is approaching. Listen, you don't want to miss these sessions. Please come and be a part of these 2 days, that Friday and that Saturday, inside of the teaching as well. Pastor's going to be doing a teaching. I'm going to be doing 2 teachings, one on Friday night, another one not Friday day, and another one on Saturday day. One of the ones on Saturday day, Pastor's going to be doing a teaching under understanding the prophetic and apostolic. I believe that it's going to be a move happening, and also an awakening that is going to, an impartation that is going to happen in that place. Amen. It's going to happen. And also we're going to have our service. We got a couple of keynote speakers that is in our family. Number one is going to be Dr. Waddell. We'll be going to her church on this Sunday. Amen. She's a powerhouse woman of God. I love her. Very anointed as well. Then that Saturday night going into the New Year's, I'm telling you, my God, Pastor, your apostle, Temple is going to be the headliner for that Saturday night going into you, going into that. And I truly believe it's going to be a prophetic, apostolic operation that is going to happen in there that is going to seal the deal. But first, you need to make sure the deal is on the table for it can be sealed. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. We out of here. We thank God for you and thank God for tuning in. Please be listening out for these announcements. And we're going to get geared up and go to work. God bless you.